You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, and talk about a Twins team that, while obviously out of the playoff picture this season, has definitely shown a lot of signs of life offensively. And that's a big deal for the Twins. Kenneth Vargas has been a big part of that. He was actually, interesting note on him, he was the only two guys quicker to 40 hits and 30 RBIs in their career were two names you've probably heard of, Joe DiMaggio and Albert Pujols. They did it in 32 games. Vargas reached it in 36 games. So he's a big piece for them going forward in the middle of the order. And another important piece for them going forward is Brian Dozier, who really rose up the ranks and had a big spring a couple years ago to get on the Major League radar. And since then really established himself at second base. He had a nice season. Huge season for them, 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases, 30 doubles, really established himself among the elite offensively at second base, a position where so many teams struggle to find that kind of output. So Brian Dozier at 27 has really become an interesting piece for the Twins and also become the Heart and Hustle Award winner for the Twins this season. And our own Rhett Bollinger talked to him recently about that honor, about his season, about the direction of the Twins offense, and here's their conversation.
Heart and Hustle.
Yeah, so what's that mean to you?
Yeah, it means a lot. It's pretty cool. Yeah, receiving it before the game today. You know, it's voted on by the alumni and stuff. For them to see that in me is pretty cool. That's, I have a lot of respect of how you're supposed to play the game and stuff. I don't know, I take a lot of pride in that aspect of it.
If you have heart, then you hustle. I guess, so to speak. We're getting really deep here, huh? No, but it's a really, really cool award, to be honest with you. It's I think ever since I was little, got to play the game the way it's supposed to be played. The Twins do a good job preaching that here, and there's a lot of guys and well deserving of that award. And I just happen to be the one this year. So,
seems like in years past, a lot of leaders in this clubhouse, from Jamie Carroll to Michael Kadire, have won that award. What does that mean to kind of be in that kind of company?
Yeah, obviously, you just mentioned Jamie Carroll and Kadire. That's two of the best, in my opinion, that I've been associated with, of playing the game the way it's supposed to be played, and they were leaders in the clubhouse. And to be honest with you, I've always enjoyed taking on that kind of role, I guess, of a leader and that kind of thing. And I've never really thought of, that it comes with how much time you have or anything and all that kind of stuff. I feel like you gain respect by the way you play from guys in your locker room, and that's what I try to do every day. So,
what about this team? It seems like obviously struggles, but even when you guys are out of a game, so you guys get back in it. Just tough losses recently, but
yeah, it's been frustrating. I feel like when we're hitting, we're not pitching and playing D, and when vice versa, when we're pitching, we're not really getting hits and stuff. And but to say the least, I know I can speak for the offensive side of the ball. I feel like we've really come a long way this past 2 months or so, as far as driving people in, getting people on base. I mean, it's not really sure. I don't know if I can pinpoint anything of why that's happened. I know we obviously with Kenny's coming to the lineup and a big bat in the middle of the lineup and a lot of guys stepping up and growing pains and stuff at the beginning of the season and kind of turning the second half around, and as obviously and Danny doing what he's doing. I know from the offensive side of the ball, it's I feel like we're pretty good.
So. What's been your impression so far of Kenny specifically then?
You see guys come up with being a rookie and stuff that, even guys that have good first 2 months or whatever, like Kenny's had, that they don't really have a plan or whatever, that you can see that they're still going to have to adjust and stuff. But something seems different with Kenny. I feel like he's using the whole field, not really swinging at too many pitches out of the zone and stuff like that. He seems like he's got a plan up there. He's not really just trying to hit every ball 600 feet. That he knows what he's doing, and especially when you get runners in scoring position, not trying to do too much. With a lousy little single do the job and stuff. He kind of gets it already. It's pretty cool to see.
With the offense doing well it has recently, do you feel like that's something you guys can build on for next year in a sense?
Yeah, we can always get better, obviously, but going into the offseason and stuff and looking at what we did the last couple of months or whatever, and even the first month, I know we had a bad June and July or whatever, but I feel like what we're doing now is top of the league, to be honest with you, and that's something to build off of going into the offseason for sure.
Key pretty much next year, just put it all together with the pitching and the hitting.
I mean, obviously it's kind of evident of what we need. Need a few pitchers, pitching wise. Need maybe another couple pieces hitting wise to be that complete team that can contend. And you see it around the league that even the team we're playing, the Angels right now, they pretty much got it all. And how consistent they are, pitching, defense, and hitting. And I think we're very, very close.
Okay, I want to thank Rhett Bollinger for doing that interview with Brian Dozier. I want to thank Brian, obviously, for participating. I want to thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.